localwebradio.fm, your trusted voices on the Semiahmoo Peninsula.
Are you dealing with a health issue you would love to resolve? Would you like to restore yourself to be healthier and more invigorated? There is help. Welcome to the Natural Therapy Show with Dr. Tim Brown, architect and creator of Ocean Park Natural Therapies. Now, here's your host.
Eva Marienthal here, and yes, I am your host. I am here with Dr. Tim Brown, chiropractor and ND, or naturopathic doctor, owner of Ocean Park Natural Therapies, and creator of Solving Your Health Puzzle with Integrated Medicine. From our previous podcast, we all learned about pain injury and trauma, and you'll remember we spoke about how it imprints in the human nervous system. In this particular session, we're going to discuss the topic of chronic pain. Now, before Dr. Brown joins us, just a reminder that if you guys have questions or require any sort of assistance, you can reach out to his office staff at 604-538-3017 or visit them online at www.oceanparkhealth.com. Dr. Brown, welcome to the call.
Good morning.
Can we jump right in? Let's talk about the difference between acute versus chronic pain.
Okay. So let's talk about acute pain, which is the pain we usually associate with injury when we feel the pain immediately. And it's localized, so usually you can identify exactly where the source of the pain is. And generally, it's going to subside as healing takes place over a short period of time, for several hours, days, or sometimes weeks. And technically, as doctors, we call this kind of pain nociceptive pain. Mm-hmm. Now, the contrast to that is chronic pain, and it's pain that persists over time, generally longer than weeks, sometimes months, and even into years. And it's perpetuated by pain generators. And technically, as doctors, we call this chronic pain, but it's actually should be referred to as neuropathic pain.
Can you go into that a little bit? Describe nociceptive pain.
Well, yeah, nociceptive pain is pain that goes away, and its characteristics are it has a precise localization, meaning you can point to it or you can identify quite exactly, you know, where the pain is. And the degree of pain usually reflects the degree of tissue injury or damage. So if you have a little pinprick get something, you step on something or whatever, it might hurt you immediately. You identify where it is, but most significantly you pull away from it, or you use an appropriate action to get away from the source. After that, you might rest the part. You could seek help and reassurance. And as the source of pain is removed, the pain eventually just goes away.
So now the other end of the spectrum, describe neuropathic pain, if you will.
Well, neuropathic pain is simply described as pain that doesn't go away. And it's pain that's generating from injury to a nerve itself. And the characteristics are that it's hypersensitive to pain-wise. There's an intense aching pain, so it's more like a toothache. Can come from noxious, irritating stimuli from mechanical, which are like pressure, chemical, or heat can cause it. And it's poorly localized. So it's usually described as a deep pain, or it's, I can't I know it's generally there, but I can't tell you exactly where it's coming from. And the degree of pain does not reflect the degree of the tissue damage. So often everything looks fine on the surface, and imaging studies such as x-rays and CT scans and sometimes even especially MRI and this sort of thing doesn't really show the injury, and so people are often told that's nothing wrong and that the pain is actually in their head. So I tell patients that neuropathic pain has the characteristics like the briquettes in a barbecue, that if you light one of them, you notice when you start them up, if you light one and it heats up, when you touch another briquette to it, it lights the next one, and that lights the next one. And so this pain spreads along nerve pathways. It kind of heats them up so that they ache, they burn, they're dull, diffuse, or sometimes quite intense. And when a person rests, it dulls down the pain or the fire, but it lights up again with any activity or any time it's stimulated. So in order to treat this type of injury, we have to extinguish the fire at its source, which are the nerves themselves. And you can't just treat the fire alarm, which is going off in the central part of the system, in the brain and places, but you have to treat the actual fire, which is in the injured nerves and the pain generators, which are often in the periphery or on the extremities and the areas away from the central part of the brain itself.
Mm-hmm. Very effective visual. It does feel like flames when one is in severe pain.
Yes. One of the things I'd mention is, of course, when somebody has a burn injury, you're going to basically melt the skin and the nerves that are underneath or right in the skin themselves. And this type of an injury is really going to create these pain generators and neuropathic pain. And if you've ever had a bad sunburn, you know, you can certainly relate to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, the good news is they regenerate. We've all had bad sunburns.
Yeah, well, the problem is with these types of things is that they don't actually heal properly. And that's the type of thing that we have to then deal with.
With what you were just addressing, correct. Right, understood.
Yes.
Thank you for clarifying that. I am Eva Marienchild with Dr. Tim Brown, and after the break, we will talk about chronic pain and injury and different methods to treat that pain, and we'll be right back.
More natural therapies with Dr. Tim Brown after these short messages.
Hillcrest Bakery and Deli presents Old Time Radio on the specialty channel on localwebradio.fm. Hillcrest Bakery and Deli, serving the Semiahmoo Peninsula for over 40 years with custom cakes, deli platters, and a wide selection of fresh baked breads. Hillcrest Bakery and Deli on the corner of Thrift and Johnston, where everything is lovingly made from scratch. Call Hillcrest Bakery and Deli today at 604-531-1750. That's 604-531-1750. And visit them online at hillcrestbakeryanddeli.ca.
If you're struggling with a dental or oral health issue, be sure to catch the Healthy Smiles Oral Health Show with Dr. Norm Eckert on the Health Channel on localwebradio.fm.
Shopping for the lowest mortgage rate? Looking to refinance?
Catch the Mortgage Newscast with Jared Dreyer
on the Business Channel
on localwebradio.fm.
It's time now for more Natural Therapies with Dr. Tim Brown.
All right, we're back with Dr. Tim Brown. Now, what are the differences between peripheral injuries and central nervous system injuries, and why is there a controversy around that?
Well, I think there's a controversy because, as I said before, you have to find where the pain generators are. And actually around the time of the Civil War, they were doing a lot of observation of these types of things. And around that time, of course, they had morphine, basically. And there was two ways that they used it. One is they injected dilute amounts of morphine into the peripheral injury areas and gave the soldiers relief that way. And then the other was they learned that they could just dose the central system with morphine and treat them. And that became the preferential way because it was a lot easier to do that. The problem is when you dull out the central system, you dull a lot of the other functions. And it actually doesn't take care of the pain generators that coming from the wounds and the peripheral part of the injury. So now most of the treatments for pain have to do with treating it centrally with pain medications, gabapentin and codeine and various things. But the problem is that we've learned that you actually have to treat the peripheral areas that are oftentimes the source of the injury. And the second problem there is if you can't image these things on an X-ray or something, then typically we can't find them and we say they don't exist. And and so people are just put on medication and left to deal with this.
So in your experience, Dr. Brown, what are some of the causes of these injuries?
Well, the first thing is in my practice, we see a lot of these injuries from traumas, which are sporting events and injuries. Also accidents, motor vehicle accidents and household and work accidents, these types of things, where there's contusions, meaning heavy bruising on the nerves directly, tractional injuries, such as with whiplash. And the other thing where these happen is with surgeries, where there's cutting on the nerves. Have people come in after breast surgery and abdominal surgery, anything that could cause scarring on the tissues can be an issue. And then we see this from infections, things like viral infections, shingles, herpes type things, where it gets in the nerve and can set up a chronic, what they call post-herpetic neuralgia. And then the last thing is chemical injuries or allergies, reactions to drugs or poisonings that don't kill you but affect the system. And then with allergies, we have people come in with extreme allergies that affect their skin and cause itching and pain. And we call this neurodermatitis.
That sounds painful. Okay, how does one begin to... you were going to say something? Someone came up to you and said, I have neurodermatitis and it's just, I can't take it anymore. It's the worst anything I've ever had.
The, pro- Yeah, the problem with all of these things is this is pain that you can't get away from. It lives with you, and it seems to chase you. And people that have these things, I would say this is a major part of why people come into a doctor's office, and particularly in our practice, is to get something to help with chronic pain. And the second part is they want something other than just being drugged.
Right. That's what you do. That's your specialty. Natural. Let the body address it. Dr. Brown, when the body is on fire like this, how does one pay attention to these pain circuits?
Well, one pays attention to them because they force you to, but in order to treat them, we have to identify the source. So I have to figure out, is it a local problem or a regional, or is it systemic or multi-systemic? So local could be just in one part of your body, but a regional is something like, for instance, it's you're feeling the pain in the hand and the arm, but it's in the shoulder and the neck as well. A systemic problem can be something like if you have diabetes and your blood vessels and things are not, you're basically affecting the nerves with the sugar loading and the problems with circulation. And then multi-systemic means that there's more than one systemic thing going on. Then we next have to identify what is the type of thing causing the problem. Is it due to a toxicity from, I have one patient in right now that I'm treating, and he had exposure to hydrogen sulfide from a drilling operation, and the gases didn't kill him, but they've left him with chronic coughing and pain and sensitivity. So we have to identify the type. What is it coming from? Is it from an injury? And then we have to correct the situation properly with the principles that we've talked about. We have to fix the structures. We have to do nutritional workups. We have to clear toxicity from the system. And then we have to integrate the central nervous system with your peripheral so that the timing, sequencing, and coordination and everything are reestablished. So all of these things that we've talked about previously come into play, but we have to structure it properly. So it's much like making a cake. I tell the patients, you have to do things in the right order or it comes out quite a mess.
Yes. So now, in treating these types of situations that present, are there specific methods or modalities that you use?
Yes. Different practitioners use different approaches, but we're going to just mention a few of them. Soft tissue manipulation can be helpful. So there's things like massage therapy and myofascial release or Rolfing to help release soft tissues. There are roller techniques now that are called, they're basically myofascial release techniques, and some of the athletes and things are using these, and we're teaching patients how to do some self-help things. I believe that laser treatments help these types of nerve problems and nerve tissues, and that can be effective and non-invasive. And then there's acupuncture and different types of techniques from acupuncture, I believe, are quite effective at treating these things. And there is a whole set of less commonly known but more specifically effective techniques that come from different parts of the world, like Europe, New Zealand, and the USA. And these are things like frequency-specific microcurrent, which you don't feel the current, but the frequencies have been shown to dramatically reduce neuropathic pain. And then there's a whole series of injection methods that we can use as trained naturopathic physicians, and these involve injection of things like local anesthetics, prolotherapy, dextrose injections, something called PRP or platelet and stem cell therapies, and then another technique called prolozone. And these are techniques that I'm going to be discussing in our next segment.
Okay, well, the TENS unit has worked for lots of folks that I know about. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think anything that works is useful because...
Can we ask that question over one more time? There was some kind
sure.
of...
Sure, like yes, that was a dog.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, yes, and the TENS unit has worked for lots of folks. How do you feel about that?
I think anything that works and that people can do on their own is useful. What I try to do is understand the rationale or the principle that's behind it, and then try to figure out if other things are needed to put together a proper, effective, long-term solution to their problems.
Thank you. Dr. Brown, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share?
Well, I'd just like to say that the research coming in and the information that's coming because of internet and open communication within the various professions, this whole area of chronic pain is I think being revolutionized. We're also finding things from the past that we had stopped looking at because we didn't think they were relevant, but they actually are relevant. So this is an area where there's a good blend between the traditional principles like Chinese medicine and the modern principles moving forward. So we'll talk about that a little bit in next session.
Sure. Well, that's something to look forward to. Thank you, Dr. Brown. Thanks so much for this very valuable information on chronic pain and how to treat it. In the next segment podcast, we're going to discuss, and some of this you talked about right now, all these regeneration injection therapies and their rationale in treating injuries, whether they're acute or chronic. If you folks in the listening audience can think of someone who might benefit from what we've talked about today, please go ahead and share this podcast with them. I am sure they will thank you for it. And you can reach Dr. Timothy Brown by telephone at 604-538-3017 or visit him and his staff online at www.oceanparkhealth.com. Dr. Brown, again, thanks so much. We'll speak again.
You're welcome, and look forward to our next session.
You've been listening to The Natural Therapy Show with Dr. Tim Brown, architect and creator of Ocean Park Natural Therapies. If you feel that you are a few steps farther down the health ladder than you should be, the naturopathic doctors at Ocean Park Natural Therapies want you to know that you can be helped. For more information and to book your appointment, call 604-538-3017. That's 604-538-3017. And visit them online at www.oceanparkhealth.com.
On your computer, on your smartphone, on your Wi-Fi radio. We're localwebradio.fm.
This episode is a production of Jam Media. For information on hosting your own web radio show, visit jammedia.com. That's www.jambmedia.com.
The opinions expressed by our guest and host on localwebradio.fm do not necessarily reflect the views of Jam Media or its owners. No expressed or implied opinions of any product or service should be considered an endorsement or recommendation of any kind by Jam Media or its owners.